Sustainability is not just a buzzword. The resources on our planet are finite. To meet present needs and those of the future, implementing strategies with preservation and viability in mind is critical. But how do we instill a mindset of sustainability in our culture? Professors across the country, including those at Utah State University, believe one way is through classroom education. It's easy to link sustainability to many scientific disciplines as we think about integrating practices focused on water and energy conservation. But what about other fields of study where a connection is not so clear?
I see a great advantage of diversifying this notion of sustainability across all fields in the university. It's not just traditional, let's compost our garden waste. It's more to it than that. My name is Nick Flan. I'm an associate professor in computer science.
Flan and a number of other USU faculty are part of a team integrating sustainability practices into their courses.
I'm Carlos Licon. I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Landscape Architecture and Environmental Planning.
My name is Cheryl Aguilar. I'm a professional practice faculty in nutrition and dietetics.
My name is Ryan DuPont. I'm a professor in civil and environmental engineering and at the Utah Water Research Laboratory.
Lycon teaches design and planning courses.
Here, so it's about understanding the whole spectrum of what the design entails, which is from the developing a concept, finding the right site, understanding the ecology or the environmental characteristics of the place, understanding the social and economic aspects of it, and then trying to integrate everything.
USU is not the only institution pushing global thinking within their courses. The university belongs to the Association for the Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education. The association works with members to drive sustainability innovation by fostering leadership development and providing support for initiatives, including sustainability curriculum. Several USU faculty attended a workshop this past winter. That experience provided them the opportunity to provide a sustainability conference for their USU colleagues.
The purpose of the sustainability workshop was to build a faculty community who are very interested in getting sustainability out there in all our students, in all different fields and at different developmental stages of their careers.
Aguilar attended the USU workshop and is preparing to implement her sustainability ideas this fall.
Right now, about 40% of food is wasted in the United States. Specifically, I want to teach our students how to teach other people how to reduce food waste. And so that would include things like learning how to reuse the food that they've already made. And the second thing would be learn how to freeze things, how to preserve food that's already been produced so that it doesn't get wasted. And then the last thing would be to only buy what you need.
These sentiments are well-intentioned, but do students really care? Aguilar has been told by recruiters that students find it very appealing that USU implements sustainable practices.
There's a huge interest in sustainability in the millennial group of students, but there's not as much education as I would have thought. They think it's a cool concept, but they don't really understand how it all connects to them and their career.
And what about those disciplines we wouldn't typically categorize as looking out for the current and future needs of the planet? Well, they are jumping right into the mix. History professors, for example, are teaching about lost arts, simple practices like home canning. DuPont says he is excited to hear that even those involved in theater are finding ways to contribute.
You know, you don't typically think of theater as a focus for sustainability, but in reality, that profession is involved in the selection of materials to build sets and how those sets are constructed and the use of coatings and adhesives and things like that that have potential significant impacts of the people making the sets and have implications in terms of the people that are manufacturing those coatings.
These faculty are excited about starting the fall semester with their newly designed curriculum and can't wait to empower students to know that small changes can make big differences overall.
What we're trying to instill in the students across the university is the idea that sustainability is not just some course that you check off on a course list and then move on to other things, but that it incorporates a whole variety of different concepts that are applicable whether you're taking a natural science course or whether you're involved in humanities.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.